that encounter and that event was really all about energetically. All right?
All right.
And now, go on.
Addressing the idea of Bashar tapes on Bashar Tape History 101.
Yes?
You said that the moon was so large compared to the parent planet because the planet used to be larger. And then on a tape, Bashar tape of 1997, called The Engine of Ascension, you
yes.
said that the founders brought the moon to the Earth system.
Yes.
So I was wondering, was there two moons?
No.
And
we did not mean to imply the idea of time in those statements. The idea of the Earth being larger has to do with the idea of the Earth's energy. And now its density, its compactness in containing all that energy in a smaller space, so to speak, in a denser time-space continuum, and thus the size of the moon needing to reflect that. It had nothing to do with the idea of what you would call solar system dynamic formative. Did you follow that?
Well, to some extent.
In other words, we were not saying that the bodies formed together and that the size of the moon was germane to the size of the Earth at the time of formation. We were saying that the Earth used to be bigger in terms of its expansiveness, its energy, and thus the moon needed to be of a certain size to balance that out, to equal it out, for a variety of reasons. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Number four. Female.
Hello, Bashar.
And you, good day.
I've come across a substance that I know a couple people who are taking it and seem to be having dramatic results with it. It's called hydrogen-enhanced silica,
nice.
And it supposedly balances your pH. It's the most powerful antioxidant available. And
well, it's not the most powerful one, but it can be powerful, yes.
And it increases electrical conductivity.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so that was my first question is this what they claim that it
when
is?
When created purely and when applied in appropriate circumstances and situations, yes, it does.
And what would be appropriate dosages, or is that totally individual?
It is.
Okay, and is this something that would be beneficial to me also?
In small amounts, perhaps, in certain circumstances, yes.
But not daily?
No.
What dosages are you talking about?
3 milligrams every other or third day.
Okay. Also, on the topic of self-love and self-acceptance.
Yes!
Since this is the most important thing that we can give to ourselves, but since, as you were mentioning...
It's all you have to give to yourself.
Okay.
And because what you're doing is giving yourself yourself.
And as you mentioned earlier, many,
yes.
many times there are blocks put into place, ways of thinking that
yes.
are automatically will assume a stance with
yes.
the self
yes.
that is negative in some way.
In a sense, yes.
Can you elaborate more on sort of practically how you go about enhancing your self-love?
Oh, practically?
Well,
give yourself a hug every morning, noon, and night. Look in the mirror and say, I love you, every morning, noon, and night. Smile a lot. Run and play a lot. Drink a lot of water. Breathe deeply.
Right. How about, like, you run into circumstances that may automatically trigger old patterns of belief?
Do you know that they are automatically
well,
being triggered?
Well, that's the point, is that I think that often many of us don't know when they're
but
being
But you
triggered.
Do. Because you have
no.
just said so.
I don't think I know all of them.
Yes, you do, because you just said so. Anytime that it appears as if you don't, you are choosing not to. Remember
right.
what you just said.
All right, so, okay, but the point is...
Yes. You asked us to make it practical.
Okay.
We are making it as practical as possible. Therefore, when you run into such circumstances where you feel yourself being triggered, all you have to do is remember this